Heidi, at home with Grandfather. Heidi woke up in her new home, feeling very happy. Then she heard a whistle outside. It was Peter, the boy who looked after the goats, who had come to collect Little Bear and Little Swan and take them to the high mountain pastures. Heidi quickly dressed and rushed outside.
"Would you like to go up the mountain with Peter and the goats?" asked Uncle Alp.
Heidi was delighted and clapped her hands. "Oh, yes, please, Grandfather."
"Look after Heidi,"
the old man said to Peter as he gave him a linen bag containing Heidi's lunch.
"And mind she doesn't fall or come to any harm."
It was a beautiful morning. The sun shone brightly on the green mountain slopes and sparkled on the snow-capped peaks. Heidi ran and skipped and sang among the wild flowers. She stopped and picked dark blue gentians, delicate red primulas, and dainty little rock roses, gathering them up in her apron. She would take them home and stick them in her bed of hay to make it look like the meadows. Peter was glad of Heidi's happy chatter on the lonely mountainside, and he was pleased to show her all the things he knew. He showed her a hollow where flowers of a dozen different colors turned their faces to the sun. He showed her where the wild, sweet-smelling herbs grew. He taught her the names of the goats and how to whistle and call them. Heidi ran in and out among the animals, talking to each in turn. Then Little Snowflake, the smallest goat of all, began to bleat.
"Why is she crying?" she asked Peter.
"Her mother was sold in town last week. I think she must be feeling lonely."
"Poor Snowflake," said Heidi, putting her arms round the little goat's neck. "I'll see you every day and talk to you, so you won't feel lonely anymore."
When they reached the high mountain pastures, Peter found a sheltered spot for them to have their lunch. They ate their bread and cheese and drank goat's milk, then fell asleep in the warm sunshine. The sound of flapping wings woke Heidi.
"Peter! Peter! Wake up!"
Peter ran to Heidi's side, and together they watched a huge, broad-winged eagle swoop over their heads. Higher and higher it soared to the furthest mountain peak, where even in summer the snow never melted. As the afternoon lengthened and the sunlight began to fade, the mountains glowed a brilliant red.
"Are they on fire?"
whispered Heidi.
"No, they're like that every evening. It's the sun's way of kissing the mountains goodnight."
Hand in hand, Heidi and Peter made the long journey back down the mountain to Uncle Alp's chalet. At last they saw him, sitting under the fir trees, puffing at his big curved pipe. Heidi ran to greet him, with Little Bear and Little Swan at her heels.
"Good night, Heidi," called Peter.
"Good night, Peter. Good night, Little Snowflake."
Every day Heidi returned to the mountains with Peter and his goats. But then autumn came and brought strong winds that made the fir trees outside Grandfather's chalet sigh and moan.
"The wind's too strong now for you to go climbing in the mountains," said Uncle Alp one day.
So Heidi stayed at home and helped the old man make butter and yogurt and cheese out of goat's milk. But she was sad to see Peter and the goats go off every day without her. And Peter missed her too. The goats seemed so much happier when Heidi was there to pat and coax them. Then, one morning, Peter did not come for Little Swan and Little Bear. The school in Dorfley had opened again, and Peter had to go there each day for his lessons. Autumn turned to winter, and Heidi had to stay indoors, for the snow lay thick and heavy all around the lonely mountain chalet.
"Can I go and visit Peter and his granny?" said Heidi one day.
"The path's blocked," said Uncle Alp, trying to put her off.
"But I'd really love to go."
"Well, I'm not taking you. People don't think much of me down in Dorfley, and I've no time for people."
But Heidi would not be put off. So, muttering and complaining, Uncle Alp took out his big wooden toboggan and fetched a thick flax blanket. Wrapping Heidi in it,
He held her in his arms, then climbed onto the toboggan. The toboggan slipped over the snow so fast that Heidi gave a shriek of joy. Oh, Grandfather, it's like flying! He sat her down at the door of Peter's cottage.
I'll come back at 5 o'clock, Heidi. Meet me at the top of the path.
Then he turned back up the mountain, pulling the toboggan behind him.
We've heard so much about you, Heidi, said Peter's mother, opening the door.
She turned to a frail old lady sitting in a wooden chair. The old lady put her hands out towards Heidi.
What does she look like, Ursula?
She's got dark, curly hair and a mischievous little face, said Peter's mother.
If I bring the lamp closer, said Heidi, you'll be able to see me yourself.
But Granny shook her head.
I'm afraid my poor old eyes haven't seen a thing for years.
What? Said Heidi, looking at her in horror. Not even the snow, or the fiery mountains when the sun kisses them goodnight.
No, child. I'm always in the dark now. But it's not so awful. If only Peter would learn to read. I miss hearing the words of my old books.
Heidi could not bear the idea. She rested her head in Granny's lap and burst into tears. Outside, the wind howled and the shutters banged and crashed. Peter came home from school as the sun sank low. It was time for Heidi to leave.
Come back soon,
called Granny as Heidi ran out to meet Uncle Alp standing at the top of the path. The old man said nothing as Heidi told him how poor Peter's family were. But when they next visited the cottage, he took along his tools and busied himself with all the repairs. All Dorfley heard of Uncle Alp's good deed and were amazed at the change in him. Heidi lived happily with her grandfather and grew strong and healthy in the pure mountain air. Then, one day, when she was 7 years old, her Aunt Dietie returned. She was wearing a huge hat with a feather.
I've come for Heidi, she said as she bustled into the hut.
Uncle Alp stared at her in amazement.
You didn't want her when I brought her, so I've come to take her back.
Heidi slipped her hand in Grandfather's. She didn't want to go back to the city with her Aunt Dietie.
You're not sending Heidi to school, I hear, she said to Uncle Alp. Don't you know it's against the law? And you could be sent to prison.
Dietie grabbed Heidi's other hand.
I found a wealthy family in Frankfurt who want you to go and live with their invalid daughter. You're to keep her company, and in return, they'll make you into a lady.
Don't take me away, Aunt Dietie. Oh, please, don't take me away. Uncle Alp paced the floor of the hut, shouting and cursing. But Dietie was determined. They argued and shouted until, beside himself with rage, Uncle Alp shouted,
Be off with you then, woman, and never let me see you again with your silly hat and silly feather.
And with that, he strode out of the chalet. Dietie went to the cupboard and, taking out Heidi's things, rolled them into a bundle. She grabbed the little girl by the hand, pushed her out of the door, and marched her down the mountain to the railway station at Dorfley. As the mountain train approached, Heidi began to cry. She did not want to leave her friends in the mountains and return to the gloomy city. As the train pulled out of the station, Heidi waved goodbye to the mountains.
I'll be back, she whispered. I will come back, Aunt Dietie, won't I?